This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Legislators have advanced a proposal to legalize recreational cannabis across New Mexico and lift the state's tight restrictions on production for its medical cannabis program. After more than 6 hours of testimony and deliberations, a legislative committee today endorsed one bill backed by Democrats and sidelined a second in efforts to set up a taxed and regulated marketplace for broad cannabis sales. The two-day hearing pushed to the forefront an initiative that would subsidize medical marijuana for the poor and do away with current limits on the number of plants each licensed producer can grow. In all, four legislative proposals have been filed that would throw open the doors to widespread cannabis sales and use 14 years after New Mexico established a medical marijuana program. Democratic State Representative Andrea Romero of Santa Fe pitched a bill today that would authorize statewide sales of cannabis to adults 21 and older, with some local discretion over taxes and possible limitations on where and when pot is sold. Romero's bill would waive current taxes on medical marijuana and add a state excise tax of 9% on recreational cannabis sales. Local governments could add an additional 4% tax. The City of Albuquerque and the U.S. Department of Justice have proposed a plan to temporarily assist Albuquerque Police Department internal affairs investigators. The Albuquerque Journal reported an outside team is expected to correct issues as they arise and train detectives on how to improve their job performance. The proposal was filed in federal court and agreed to by the city, the Justice Department, and an independent monitor overseeing police reform. The plan is a response to a November report by independent monitor James Ginger that said the police department failed at every level to regulate itself. Ginger evaluated progress the city made in a compliance with a settlement agreement resulting from a 2014 Justice Department finding that officers showed a pattern and practice of excessive force. State legislators gave a warm welcome today to a bill that would change the candidate nomination process to replace U.S. Representative Deb Haaland as she seeks confirmation as Secretary of the Interior under President Joe Biden. Haaland's confirmation would trigger a seldom-used party nomination process that some people regard as undemocratic. Under current law, candidates for a special general election would be nominated by a small circle of political activists who sit on central committees for the state Republican and Democratic parties. A bill from Republican State Senator Mark Moores of Albuquerque and Democratic State Representative Damon Eli of Corrales would change the selection process to a district-wide special primary election followed by the special general election. Today, a Senate panel on election policy advanced the bill after its first public hearing. Further vetting lies ahead before a possible Senate floor vote. The current nomination process also is being challenged in court by a Republican contender for the first district seat encompassing Albuquerque. State legislative analysts estimate that the special primary election would double the $3 million cost of the special general election. This is KUNM.